And now we come to Surah An-Naml. Surah An-Naml is a very peculiar surah of the Quran. It has three segments. Some terminology regarding the tafsir of Quran I have been mentioning before. At-tafsir bi-alaillah, at-tafsir bi-ayyamillah. Then Ambaur Rusul and Qasasul Nabiyyin. The binding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by referring to His Allah, to His blessings, to His creations, to His signs in the universe. This is one. At-tafsir bi-alaillah. This surah has that also. Then you know Ambaur Rusul, the very big news about the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were sent to the people, different nations, and when they were rejected, those nations were devastated, annihilated, exterminated. Then there are the Qasas al-Nabiyyin, some stories, narration of some events regarding the prophets, regarding their virtues, their character, their perseverance, all these things. So Qasas al-Nabiyyin is different, Ambaur Rusul is different, and then At-Tafsir bi-Ala'illah is absolutely different. Regarding Tafsir bi-Ala'illah, the most profound surah was Surah An-Nahl and Surah An-Nam, which we have already read. But you know At-Tafsir bi-Ayyamillah, Ambaur Rusul in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Uhud, and also in brief, you know, many other surahs also, even Surah Al-Mu'minun, there was a mention. And regarding the Qasas al-Nabiyyin, the most shining example is Surah Yusuf, the story of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not in that way, about, you know, the messengers. The Ambaur Rusul is different, and the stories of the prophets is different. This surah has three sections. All these three aspects are present in this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Taseen. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. These are the ayat of Qur'an and a book that is absolutely clear and manifest. هُدَمْ وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a guidance and also a glad tidings for the believers. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Who are those believers who establish prayers and they give zakah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِهُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. And they are absolutely convinced of the hereafter. You know, Iman, Iman billah, Iman bil Rasul. But about Akhira, Quran uses Iman, Yaqeen. They are fully convinced. Because this is the most effective thing, you know. If you have this Yaqeen, this conviction, that there is going to be resurrection, and there is the life of hereafter, and that is the real life, then you know your dealings, your actions, your deeds will be okay, straightened. But if there is weakness in the Iman bil Akhirah, if the Yaqeen on Akhirah is weak, then you know your actions, your deeds, your behavior will not be correct. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Verily those who don't believe in the hereafter, we have made their bad deeds alluring for them. فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. So now they are pursuing them and they are doing it blindly. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. They are the people for whom there is the evil chastisement, worse chastisement. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And in the hereafter, surely, they will be the greatest losers. وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are receiving this Qur'an from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Hakim Alim, who is all-wise, all-knower. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. Now here again, the story of Moses. And we have read this thing in Surah Al-Taha before. When Musa said, alayhi salatu wa salam, to his family, I have seen fire. they were going, you know, back from Madian to Egypt. And during this journey, there was extreme cold, extreme darkness at the night, and they lost, you know, the way. So at that time, when they were so much anxious, he saw light in some corner. So he said, "Inni adastu naran sa'atikum minha bikhabarin. Now I will bring from that place some news for you. Maybe if we get the guidance from there. أَوْ آتِيكُمْ بِشِحَابٍ قَبَثٍ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْتَلُونَ Or I will bring you a flaming brand so that you may warm yourself in this cold weather. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا When he reached that fire, it was coming out of the bush. نُودِيَا نُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ It was announced and called, Blessed is he who is in the fire. Blessed is the environment of this bush. The Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. And glory be for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds. Ya Musa, innahu an Allahu al-Azizul Hakim. O Musa, I am Allah, the mighty, the wise. Wa alqi asaka. And now cast down your staff. فَلَمَّا رَاهَا تَحْسَزُّ فَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ And when he saw it, that it was moving as if it is a serpent. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا He turned his back and started running. وَلَمْ يُعْقِبْ And didn't see it back. يَا مُوسَى لَا تَخَفْ Then Allah called, O Musa, don't fear. إِنِّي لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ In my presence. The messengers should not feel any fear. Illa man zalama. Except the one who did something wrong. Because, you know, a human being was killed at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this weakness which was shown by him at this time, as if it appears, it was the result of that wrong thing that he had committed. Illa man zalama. ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدَ سُوءٍ Then he has changed the evil into good. فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ For such a person who has changed, who has amended, then I am for him غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Forgiving, merciful. وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَابِكَ And you put your hand in your bosom. تَقْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ It will come out white, without any disease. في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وموضعه These are the two among the nine signs that I will give you for Fir'aun and his nation. Seven were later given. But initially these two miracles were given to him. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ Verily, they have become a nation of transgressors. فَلَمَّا جَاهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْسِلَةً But now when Musa went there and he presented these ayat, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا When our signs came to them, مُبْسِلَةً It was very visible and, you know, very, and open, sufficient to open their eyes. قَالُوا هَذَا سَيْهُ الْمُبِينَ Fir'aun and his people said, well, this is clear sorcery. وَجَهَدُوا بِهَا And they denied them. وَسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّا The sequence of the words is وَجَهَدُوا بِهَا ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّا And they denied them wrongfully and arrogantly. وَسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ But their hearts believed in them. They had believed in their hearts that these are miracles. Not sorcery. Not magic. But zulman wa ulumwa, due to their injustice and due to their arrogance, they belied them. فَانْدُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Now see, what was the result and what was the end of the characters. وَلَقَدْ عَاقَيْنَا Now this was the story just like أَمْبَاءُ الرُّسُلِ The narration about a Rasul, a messenger of Allah. Now we find some stories about prophets. Dawood
and Sulaiman. They were prophets, not messengers.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا.
And we had granted to Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam knowledge.
وَقَالَا.
And they both said, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
All praise be to Allah, who has raised us higher than many of his believing people.
Our status he has raised. He has given us a higher status than many of the believers.
But what is Sulaiman of Dawood?
And Sulaiman was Dawood here.
وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ.
And he said,
O mankind,
أُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ.
We have been taught the speech of the birds. We can understand and we can communicate with the birds.
وَأُوتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ.
And we have been given everything.
All the things of this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ.
Definitely this is a very clear and manifest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَحُشِغَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودَهُ.
And there were gathered for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam
his hosts, his armies, مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالْتَّيْرِ.
These armies were from among the jinnat, the jinns, and people, human beings, and the birds.
So they were divided into bands and squares.
حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوَ لَا بَعْدِ النَّبْلِ.
Now this army is marching.
There are squares, squadrons, you may call, of men and then of jinnat and also of birds.
حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوَ لَا بَعْدِ النَّبْلِ.
Until when they came to the valley of the ants.
قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ.
One of the ants said to the fellow ants,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ.
O ants,
اُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ.
You should enter your dwelling places, your holes.
لَا يَحْتَمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجْنُودُهُ.
Lest Sulaiman and his hosts and his armies crush you.
وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
And they will not be able even to know that they have crushed under their feet or under the hooves of their horses. How many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many ants have been crushed?
فَتَمَثَّمَ الْضَاحِكَ.
Now he listens what the ant has said.
So he laughed.
He had smiled and laughed.
مِنْ قَوْلِهَا.
From her, what she has said.
وَقَالَ.
And now he prays to Allah.
رَبِّ عَوْزِنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيَّ.
Oh Allah, enable me. Give me the strength so that I can thank you for all the bliss and blessings that you have done to me and my parents.
وَأَنْ عَمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ.
And give me the strength that I should do good deeds which you like, which are pleasing to you.
وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And by your mercy, please admit me and join me together with the righteous servants of yours.
وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّائِرُ.
And then he renewed the birds, inspected the squadron of birds.
فَقَالَ مَهَلِي لَا أَرَى الْهُدُودُ.
He said, what has happened?
What has happened to me? I am not seeing the hoop, hudhud,
the bird.
Am kana min al-ghaibin?
Is he absent?
To be absent from this parade, you know, it's a big crime.
How it is? How come he is not here?
لَوْ أَزْدِبَنَّهُ عَلَابٌ شَدِيدًا.
I will chastise him with the severe chastisement.
أَوْ لَأَزْبَحَنَّهُ.
Or maybe I just slaughter him.
أَوْ لَيَاتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانِ مُبِينٍ.
Or he will have to present an excuse, an explanation.
فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ.
But this hudhud, this food did not stay back for a long time.
فَقَالْ. Then he came, he said,
أَحَبْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِبْ بِهِ.
I happen to comprehend something that you, O Sulaiman, have not comprehended.
And I have come to you, وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَعٍ بِنَبَعٍ يَقِينٍ. And I have come to you from Seba or Saba. We call Saba, but in English they call Seba, Queen of Seba. I have come to you from Saba with a sure news. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ امْرَأَةً. I have found a woman, تَمْلِكُهُمْ, ruling over them. وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And she has also been given everything. You know, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you everything, in the same way, I have found, they have everything. Utiyat min kulli shay. Walaha arshun azim. In addition, she has a very mighty throne, very beautiful throne. Wajadtuha wa qawmaha. But the sad side of the picture is that I found her and her nation. Yasuduna lishams. They are prostrating before sun. Min dunillah. Leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wazayyana lahumu shaitanu a'malahum. And Satan has made them for them their wrong deeds as very alluring, beautiful. فَصَمْتَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And Satan has stopped them and prevented them, barred them from the right way. فَهُمْ لَا يَحْتَدُونَ. So they are not going to be guided. اللَّهِ يَحْتَدُونَ إِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبْعَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That they are not prostrating before Allah, who brings forth what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يُفْهُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And who knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Allahu la ilaha illahu. He is Allah. And there is no God except Him. هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Ayat al-Sajdah. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirah. قَالَ سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كَذَبْتَ. أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْقَاذِبِينَ. Sulaiman said, okay, we shall see whether whatever you have said is true or you are from among the liars. Maybe you have concocted this only to make an excuse for absence from the parade. We shall see to it. إِذَا بِكِتَابِ هَذَا. Now take this letter from me. فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِ. And go and throw it to them. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. And then turn back from them. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And see what they return. قَالَتْ. Now this Hudhud took that letter from Hazrat Sulaiman to the queen. Might have thrown it in the bedroom or somewhere else. And she found it, the letter. And now she presented the case in his court to all the chieftains and the courtiers, saying, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ. O chief, she said, O chief, إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. A very honorable letter has been thrown on me. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ. Now this is the text of the letter. This is how, you know, in the ancient days, letters started. From whom it is, first you mention it. In the letters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, min Muhammad Rasulullah ila Hirqal. So then to whom it has been addressed. But first of all, who is the writer or sender of the letter? Innahu min Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This letter is from Sulaiman and this begins with the name of Allah, who is Rahman and Rahim, the compassionate and the merciful. Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't rise against me. Fatuni Muslimin. And come to me in submission. Surrendering. Qalat ya ayyuhal mala'u. Now this is the only place in the whole of Quran where this ayah Bismillah is within the text of the surahs. إِنَّهُ بِالْسُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Otherwise, 113 times this ayah is written before every surah except Surah Al-Tawbah. But there is a difference of opinion whether every time it should be counted as an ayah of the Quran or it is just a sign that one surah has finished and the other is beginning. So it's only a token for that or it is to be counted. There is a difference of opinion regarding this. But here it is in the text of the surah. قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهُ الْمَلَأُ And she said, O chief, أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي Now you give me your advice in this matter. مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا I have never been deciding matters حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ Until you also bear a witness to it. Without consulting you, I have never been taking any big decisions, any important decisions. قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُولِي قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَعْثٍ شَدِيدٍ They said, we have power. And we have great might to fight. Well, أَمْرُ بِالْإِلَيْكُ But the matter is with you. You have to decide. If you say, we should fight. But it's up to you to make the decision. Sanduri Vaga Tamuri. Now you see. You ponder over it. You think twice about it. And what opinion you have, okay, that will be okay. Kalat Indal Muluka is not the Halu Kariyatan Asaduha. She said, the kings when they enter some cities after conquering them, Asaduha, they create fasad in it. Great corruption and misery. وَجَعَلُوا عَيْزَةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةَ And they make the most honorable people among them the lowest. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ And this is the way they do. This is their attitude. Allama Iqbal has mentioned this, you know. آَا بَتَعُوا تُجْكُ رَمْزِ آيَاءِ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ ان الملوك اذا دخلوا قريه آ بتاؤ تجھ کو رمز آیا ہے ان الملوك سلطنت اقوام غالب کی ہے ایک جادوگری خواب سے بیدار ہوتا ہے ذرا محکوم اگر پھر سلا دیتی ہے اس کو حکمران کی ساحلی آیا ہے ان الملوك واٹ از دی پریکٹس آف دی کنگز وین دے کانکر اے سٹی اینڈ دس از ویری امپورٹنٹ وین دے کانکر اے کنٹری دس آر ہو آر دی آنریبل پیپل ہیئر دے پٹ دم ڈاؤن And the mean people, they bring up. So that these mean people will be faithful to us. These honorables, there will always remain a fear that they might rise in revolt against us. He will remember, yes, we were the rulers of this land. We were ruling this country. We were the chiefs here. Now they have come. So there is every danger that they will stand in revolt. But the mean people, the lowest people, they don't have that courage. So they used to bring them up. And this is exactly what the Britishers did, especially for the Muslims in India. They raised to higher levels people who are faithful and very sincere to the Britishers. And those people who had some self-honor, you know, they were kept low. قالت ان الملوك اذا دخلوا قريه افسدوها وجعلوا عزه اهلها اذله وكذلك يفعلون فاني مرسله اليهم بهديه and I am going to send them a present a gift فناظره and then I will see wait and see بما يرجع المرسلون what the messengers bring back فلما جاء سليمان when the messengers with the gifts from the queen of Sheba came to Suleiman He said, you want to help me with wealth? فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ مِمَا آتَاهُ What Allah has given me is much better than what He has given you. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ Keep these gifts with you. Rejoice in your gifts. اِرْجَعِ إِلَيْهِمْ Now he said to the ambassador who had brought that gift, اِرْجَعِ إِلَيْهِمْ Go back to your nation. فَلَنَاتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ We shall bring on them the armies and hosts which they will not be able to withstand. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا And then we shall expel them from their land. أَذِلَّةً Humiliated. وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ And they will be humbled. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ And now Hazrat Sulaiman says to his chief, قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِأَرْشِهَا Who amongst you can bring to me her throne? قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ He was sure that after this ultimatum, Now the queen will come and she will surrender. He was sure. But he said, I want that her throne is brought here before she comes here. Ya ayyuhal malau ayyukum yatini bi arshiha qabla yatuni muslimin. Who among you can bring to me her throne before they come to me surrendering? Qala ifritu min al-jinn. A giant from the jinn said, ana atika, I will bring that to you qabla an taquma min maqamika, before your court is dismissed, before you stand from your place. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَبِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. Readily, I am on this mission, powerful, strong, and trustworthy. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. But then said a person who had a knowledge of the scriptures. Now this place, at least I have not been able to understand up till now. What scriptures are meant here? What scriptures give the person the power which is mentioned here? But it is Quran, we have to believe in it, whether we understand it or not. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Here there is some other sort of knowledge also. The knowledge of physics and technology, knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, but there seems to be some third type of knowledge also. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكَ. I will bring to you that throne even before the twinkling of your eye. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا. Not only he said it, he did it. And suddenly Sulaiman saw that throne was before him. When he saw that it was before him, he said, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. He said, this is from the bounty of my Lord. لِيَبْلُوَنِي. He wants to try me, test me. أَشْكُرَ. Whether I am grateful to him, I thank him, I'm akfur, or I'm thankless, I don't give him the thanks. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is thankful for his own benefit. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And whosoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. So my Lord is self-sufficient and bountiful. قَالَ نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. And then he said to his people, this throne of her for her, nanzur, we shall see, atahtaliyam takuna min al-razir la yaqadun, whether she is guided and she can recognize her throne here, or she is from those who are not guided. Falamma jaat qila ahakaza arshuke. When this queen of Sheba came to Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam, it was asked from her, is your throne like this one that we have here? Qalat karnahu hu. She said, it is the same thing. Not like only, but it is the same, my throne. وَأُوْتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. And we had already been given the knowledge that you, O Sulaiman, you are not an ordinary king. You are a prophet of Allah. You have certain powers which no human being has. So this knowledge has already come to us. وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. And we have come here to surrender as Muslims, to surrender to Allah and also to you. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَ تَعْبُدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِن قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. قِيلَ لَهَا ادْخُلِ الصَّرْحَ فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِن قَوَارِيرَ. قالت رب إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. These two ayat we made from the third section of Surah Al-Naml, the end of the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and the Queen of Sheba. When she said that this throne is just like mine, it's as if it's the same. And then also said, وَأُوْتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. We have had the knowledge already that you are not a simple king, not a common man. You are something else. And we had ourselves submitted and surrendered, maybe to Allah also, and maybe to you. وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَ تَعْبُدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Then Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam stopped her from worshipping which she used to worship beside Allah. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِن قَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily she was from among the people who were disbelieving. قِلَ لَا ادْخُلِ الصَّرْحَ. And then it was said to her, enter the palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً. When she saw it, she thought that it was water. وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا. So she uncovered her legs. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِنْ قَوَارِيرَ. Sulaiman said, it's not water. This is a palace which has been lined by glasses, crystal or glass. قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Then she said, oh my Lord, I have been doing wrong to myself. وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And now I surrender with Sulaiman to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Now this was the part of the surah relating some story of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again we revert to the Ambaul Rusul. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And we had sent to the nation of Samud their brother Salih alayhi salam. أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. That you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So lo, they became two parties quarreling with each other. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. And the disbelievers must have said, okay, Saleh, bring the chastisement that you have been threatening us with. But he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, لِمَ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Why do you want to hasten the evil thing before good? لَوْلَا تَسْتَصْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Why don't you ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe that he shows mercy upon you. قَالُوا طَيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ. They said, we augur ill omen of you and those who are with you. قَالَ تَعَيْرُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ. He said, your ill omen is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلَمْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تُفْتَنُونَ. But you are the people who are being tested and tried. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَحْكِمْ. And there were in the city a group of 9 persons, yufsiduna fil ard, who were used to making mischief in the land, wala yuslihun, and they didn't want to have matters in a correct way. Qalu taqasamu billah. They said to each other, let us swear by Allah among ourselves, lanubayyitannahu wa ahlahu, we shall attack him, Saleh, and his family. Kill them. ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ. Then we shall say to their heir, مَا شَهِدْنَا مَحْلِكَ أَهْلِهِ. We never witnessed the destruction of his family. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. And we are true. What we are saying is true. Now this was the same plot that was being hatched at Makkah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People, the Quraysh, the chiefs, they gathered together. They said, if someone goes and kills Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your Banu Hashim will demand revenge from that family. So you should do that from every big family of the Quraysh, one young man should be taken. And all of them should be entrusted with this mission of killing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, murdering him. So they should gather around the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then attack jointly, so that the blame will not come to any one family, but it will be shared by all the families. And then you know, Banu Hashim will not be able to ask for revenge from all the families of Quraysh. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet, he got out, and they couldn't see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going out. And the Prophet asked Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lie in his bed, and he went out, and they couldn't see him. And this is a miracle by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed their sights at that time. That the Prophet went out of his house, but they couldn't see him. So the same, you know, plot was being hatched by those 9%. Vamakaru makran, vamakarna makran. And they devised a plan and we also devised a plan. Vamla yasharu. And they have no thought of it. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send that chastisement and that punishment to annihilate them. Fandur kaifa kana aqibatu makrihim. Now see, what was the end of their plotting? Anna dammarnahum. We destroyed them all. Wa qawmahum, and also their nation, ajma'een, all together. Fatilka buyutuhum khawiyatun. Now there are their houses which have fallen down. Bima zalamu. Due to their evil acts. These houses are not to be found today. They had two types of dwellings, the Samud. One type of houses they carved in the mountains. So they are still present today. But in the plains, they used to make houses of mud, etc. But they are not. No remains of those houses are to be seen now. But those houses that they carved in the mountains, they are there. A few years back, I visited the place, I saw it. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةٌ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Verily, this is a sign for those people who have knowledge. وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And we saved those who had believed and they were God-fearing. وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. In the same way, we sent Lut, alayhi salatu wasalam. When he said to his nation, أَتَعْتُونَ الْفَاحِكَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُسْتَرُونَ. Are you committing indecency? What an evil indecency. وَأَنْتُمْ تُسْتَرُونَ. And you do it. And watch it. Watch each other doing it. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْتُونَ الْرِجَارَ شَهْبَةً. Do you approach men for your sexual desire? مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاء. Leaving alone the women. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. They are, but you are surely senseless people. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. But there was no answer of his nation. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. Except that they said, أَخْرِجُوا عَلَى لُوتِ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. Expel this family of Lut from your city. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. They claim to be pure and pious people. It was a taunting mood. They are very pious people. Well, we are sinning people, so they shouldn't be allowed to live with us. They should be turned away. They should be expelled. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ. So we delivered him and his family except his wife. قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We had already ordained that she will be among those who were left behind. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. And then we sent a rain over them. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. So how evil was the rain which was sent to those people who had been warned. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Say, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. And peace be upon his bondsmen and servants whom he has chosen. This is Safa. We read it in Surah Al-Hajj. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulam wa min al-nas. Allah chooses his messengers from among the angels as well as from among human beings. Jibreel, the angel, he is number one chosen for this messengership. And number two, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so on. Before Muhammad, so many other messengers. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say, all praise be to Allah. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. And peace be upon those servants whom he has chosen for this mission of messengerhood. اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Is Allah better or what they associate with him? Now from here you know, this is التَّذْكِيرُ بِآلَاءِ اللَّهِ, the third section of this surah. I told you three types of subjects in Makki surahs. Tazkir bi alaillah, Tazkir bi ayyamillah, Ambaul Rusul, and then the stories of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have had two, now the third. اب من خلق السماوات والارض وانزل لكم من السماء ماء. Who is the one who created the heavens and the earth and sent down for you mineral from the heaven, water? فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. And then we grew with that water orchards which are of delight. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. It was not possible for you to grow their trees. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Now this is the question, the piercing eyes. What do you say? Ailahum Allah. Is there any other God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has done this? Balhum qawmun ya'dilun. Nay. But they are making others equal to Allah. Amman ja'ala al-ardha qarara. Who is he who has made the earth a fixed abode? A place to stay. Waja'ala khilalaha adhara. And place rivers in its midst. وَجَعَلَ لَوَا رَوَاسِيَا. And then he thinks upon it mountains. وَجَعَلَ بَيْرَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِرَا. And he has put between two currents of the sea a barrier. أَيْلَهُمَا اللَّهِ. Is there any other ilah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any other God with him? بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Nay. But most of them no, not. أَمَّنْ يُجِيمُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Or who is he who listens to the distressed one when he calls upon him and accepts his prayers? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. And then he relieves him of his suffering and affliction. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And he makes you the successors in this earth. أَيْلَهُ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any other God with Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. It's very little that you are admonished. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Or who is he who guides you through the darknesses of the land and the sea? وَمَنْ يُرْسَلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And who is he who sends cool wind before his mercy, that is rain? أَيْلَهُمَا اللَّهِ. Is this thing done by some other God except Allah? تَعَلَىٰ مَا يَشْرِكُونَ. He is exalted, very high, from what they are associating with him. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَعُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Or who is he who creates, originates the creation for the first time, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, and then repeats it. وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And who feeds you, provides you from the heaven and the earth? أَيْلَهُمْ Allah. Is another ilah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring forth your argument if you are true. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say, none in the heavens and the earth knows the things which are unseen except Allah. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِنْهَا. لَا. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And they don't know when they will be resurrected. People in the grave, they don't know when they will be resurrected. بَلِ الدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. But their knowledge has failed to comprehend the hereafter. They are not ready to believe in the hereafter. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِنْهَا. They are in doubt about it, concerning it. بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. Rather, we should say, they are blind to it. They are blind and they can't see the Akhirah. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَيْنَا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. And those who disbelieve, they say, when we shall be dust, we should become dust. Not only we, but also our forefathers. أَيْنَا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Then, will we be taken out again? لَقَدْ وَعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. This was promised to us also before and to our forefathers. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. But are not going to believe, and these are the fables and stories of the ancients. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you travel in the world, in the land. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Then see for yourself what was the end of the culprits and the guilty. What happened to the people of Aad? What happened to Samud? What happened to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened to Madian? What happened to Fir'aun? Go and see. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. But you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be grieved over them. Well, to them is going to come the chastisement, but you don't grieve over them. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ذَكْتِ بِمَّا يُمْكُرُونَ. And don't also be perturbed due to their planning, whatever planning they are making for you, to kill you, or to expel you out from Makkah. But don't be grieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will, whatever He wishes, He will decide. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, when will be this promise come to pass? إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are true. قُلْ عَسَى يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Say, it may be that what you seek to hasten on is just behind you. Maybe their chastisement is very close, has come very near to you, just behind you. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Verily your Lord has bounty over the people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of them are ungrateful. If he is not showing a clear, visible, palpable sign, it's his mercy. But they don't know it. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُقِمُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And verily your Lord knows very well what their chests are hiding in them, concealing, and what they reveal, and say out. وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And there is nothing hidden in the heaven or in the earth, but it is recorded in a book which is very clear. كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. إن هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون. This Quran narrates to the children of Israel most of these things about which they have been differing. وإنه لهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. And this is the guidance and the mercy for those who believe in it. إن ربك يقضي بينهم بحكمه. And verily your Lord will judge between them with His authority. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He is all-powerful. He has all the authority. And He is all-knowing. He knows everything. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put your trust wholly and solely in Allah. إِنَّكَ عَلَى عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينِ. Surely you are upon the clear truth. But you have is the truth. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. But you cannot make the dead to hear. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ سُمَّ الدُّعَى. Nor you can make the deaf to hear. إِذَا وَاللَّهُ مُدْبُرِينَ. Especially when they turn their backs and go away. If somebody is deaf, but he is facing you, then you can convey something through gestures. But when he has turned his back also, going away, now he is deaf also. Now you can't convey to him anything. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot make the dead listen, nor you can make the deaf listen, especially when they turn their backs and go. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ. Nor you can guide the blind from their deceptions, ضَلَالَتِهِمْ, from their error. إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You can only intusmeho, you can make hear only those people who believe in our revelations and who are Muslims, who surrender to the will of Allah. وَإِذَا وَقَالْ قَالُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. And when the word becomes operative upon them, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. We shall take out, bring forth from the land, from the earth, a beast for them, to kallimuhum, which will speak to them. إِنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. But these people were not believing in our ayat, in our revelation. So this is one of the signs of the last hour. Ashratu Sa'a Alamatul Qiyamah. What events will take place before the end of this world? So one of these things, you know, three very major signs which will herald the coming of the last hour. Number one, rising of the sun from the west. Number two, an animal, a beast will come out from the earth. And they say it will come out from the hillock of Safa or Marwa in Makkah. Yes. It will speak to the people. And third is Dajjal. So these three signs are from among the greatest signs which will appear before the end of this world. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And just visualize the day when we shall gather together all of the people, a host of those who belied our revelations, and they will be set in bands and squares. These were the disbelievers. They were the disbelievers, you know, of the highest degree. They were of the second degree. So there will be gradations also. Not all believers are equal, and not all disbelievers are equal. Na har zan zanasto, na har mard mard. Khuda panj angush yasha na karam. Neither every man is a man, nor a woman is a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made these five fingers equal. So disbelievers will have also different shades. So they will be divided into squads and bands. Hatta idha jau, until when they will come before their Lord, قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي. Allah will say, did you belie my revelations? وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا. And the reason was that you could not comprehend our ayat. You could not understand. أَمَّادَ كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Or what were you doing? There could be two reasons. Either they couldn't comprehend, they couldn't understand, and that is why they were denying it. Or they had understood. They had come to recognize that these are the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, they were adamant. Why should us believe in it? Then Muhammad will become superior, we shall become inferior. Just as was the case of the ulama, the knowledgeable people of Bani Israel in Medina. Quran says, at more than one places, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْدَاهُ. They recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran just as they recognize their sons. But they were not ready to accept him, not ready to believe in him. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا. You couldn't comprehend those, my revelations, and that is why you refused to accept them. أَمَّادَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Or what were you doing? وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنْتَهُونَ. And then the command of chastisement will come to pass against them because they did evil. So they will not speak. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. Don't they see that we have made the night for them so that they should take rest in it, have a repose. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. And we have made the day to see. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, in this are the signs for those people who believe. وَمَا يَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي الصُّورِ. And the day when the trumpet would be blown. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So everyone would be terrified, whether he is in the heavens or in the earth. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. We can't say who they will be. Maybe the Hamalatul Arsh, the angels who are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe. But you know, because man fi samawati wa min fard, it means include the angels generally are included. When that trumpet of the hour will be blown, everybody would be terrified. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except those whom Allah wishes. Maybe Muhammad Rasulullah might be the exempt. Maybe Jesus, maybe Moses also, maybe. We can't say. But you know, the general rule is that all will feel terrified. وَكُلُّ نَتَاهُ الْآخِرِينَ And all will come to him and approach him with the humbleness, humility. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً And you shall see the mountains. You think they are very solid, firmly fixed. وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ But they will move just as the clouds move. سُنَعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Well, this is the creation of Allah and the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has perfected everything. إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا أَفْحَلُونَ He knows what you are doing. مَنْ جَعَى بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا Whosoever comes of the day of judgment بِالْحَسَنَةِ with good deeds, فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا For him will be the reward much better than his deeds that he had brought. وَهُمْ مِنْ فَضَعِ يَوْمَيْذٍ آمِنُونَ And they will be saved and secure from the terror of that day. وَمَنْ جَعَى بِالسَّيِّئَةِ And whosoever will come with bad deeds, فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ They will be thrown on their faces in the fire of hell. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ You are only being rewarded and punished for what you did. إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ الَّتِي ذَكَرَّمَهَا Now these are the last ayat of the surah. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been commanded to worship the Lord of this city, Makkah. Makkah, you know, because Baitullah was there. So this city, the Lord of Makkah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا Who has sanctified this city, بَلَدُ الْأَمِينَ بَلَدُ الْحَرَامِ وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ And to him belongs everything. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And I have been commanded to be included in those who surrendered themselves and their wills to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ And I have been commanded that I should continue reciting Quran. Reciting for myself also, to get the strength. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layla illa qaleela, nisfahu wa min kus minhu qaleela, wa zid alayhi wa ratil Qurana tartila. This was for the spiritual elevation of the Prophet himself. But then during the daytime, he was reciting it to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Reading out Quran for them, reciting Quran for them. So أتلو القرآن means both. وأن أتلو القرآن So من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه So whosoever gets to the right path, well he is guided for his own benefit. ومن ضل And whosoever goes astray, فقول إنما أنا من المنذرين Tell him that I am only a warner. I can't force you to come to the right way. It has to be your own choice. I am only Nazir and Bashir. I am only the Muballigh. وَمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ The responsibility of our messenger is only to convey to you clearly. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ And say in the end, All praise belongs to Allah. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا Very soon he will show you some of his signs and you will be able to recognize them. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And your Lord is not unaware of what you do. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم